It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Booyah! Welcome to Money for Lunch. It's good to have you here. Today's quote of the day: our job as marketers are to understand how the customer wants to buy and help them to do so. By Brian Eisenberg. Good old Brian Eisenberg. Really don't know him, but sounds like good old Eisenberg, Brian Eisenberg to me. Anyway, our job as marketers are to understand how the customer wants to buy and then help them to do so. And I think that boils it down. Now, wait a minute. If you're saying to yourself, man, Bert, I'm a lawyer, I'm a plumber, I'm a entrepreneur, I'm a whatever, fill in the blank, I'm not a marketer, then you are wrong, my friend. We are all marketers. I've seen it time and time again. I've seen people who consider themselves shy and extroverted who don't believe that they are good at selling or marketing. But when they start to explain their business model, when they start to explain the benefits of what they can do for the customer, their entire being lights up and they become this natural advocate, right? They through their enthusiasm, they become a great salesperson, a great marketer. And so part of being a great marketer or a great business person is helping your is understanding how your customers want to buy and helping them do so. But it's also believing so very fervently in your product or service that you can't help but tell people about it. All right, let's get this party started. Today on the show, we have Kimberly Young. Kimberly Young, founder and CEO of Develop Me by Kimberly, helps entrepreneurs and small businesses launch, grow their business in the noisy social media arena. As a digital marketing expert specializing in branding and content creation, Kimberly conducts stratagem sessions with clients to get an eye for the owner's vision to develop their dreams with a personal touch. Kimberly Young, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to have you here, and hopefully we'll be able to share some marketing tips and tricks to help some of our marketers and non-marketers, for lack of better terms, grow their business a little bit better.
Perfect.
All right, so let's talk about this. In the intro, I talk about social media. Social media is, man, it's just gotten so crowded, so noisy, and you have I'm going to pick on Facebook. Facebook now, to me, almost sounds like it's almost become like hate book. I mean, if you post an opinion on there, people, just attack you from both sides of the aisle. It doesn't matter. It has just become extremely almost toxic. So is social media still, you think, a good place for a brand to be?
Absolutely, 1,000%. For me, I personally believe that now, thank God with technology, businesses, brands, people, influencers actually have an opportunity and picking up so much faster. You have absolutely no idea. Something that I would like to point out to people, because people say, oh, well, Facebook recently changed their algorithm, and so business pages really aren't being used, and, influencers don't really have a chance, and that's far from the truth. That's far from what's really happening. Just because Facebook went ahead and changed their algorithm and they're putting more of a priority on actual posts that are meaningful and would spark conversation, it doesn't mean that the business pages and influencers and no one else, and brands especially, don't have a chance. So influencers, big advantage for them. They literally, anything that they post, it doesn't matter what their niche is. They have their own style of post of producing their content. And let me just tell you, people eat that up because they're following them and they're following their brand. For businesses in itself, all businesses really have to do is go ahead and post stuff that create conversations. In addition to that, you know, if they want to post information, they need to be getting their information from, you know, other business blogs or from newsrooms, because in recent studies, 65% of people said that they're relying directly on company newsrooms rather than other platforms for honest news. So you have to go ahead and definitely be organic in what you're posting, authentic in what you're posting. Pair a business with an influencer, and you just have a big boom going on for your business.
Interesting, interesting. All right, so why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself? How did you get into social media and digital marketing?
Right. So what happened is that I initially started working with an MLM, which, of course, will remain nameless. And I decided that I did not want to recruit in person. I definitely believe in the power of sales. I definitely believe that you are always and constantly selling and marketing yourself 100% wholeheartedly. And so I just did not want to go out and recruit people anymore, call it scared to meet people, you know, call it scared to, you know, cold connect, whatever the case may be. I found it so much easier to go ahead and to recruit people online. After I got tired of doing the MLM, I decided, you know what, I'm going to go into, you know, marketing online in itself, since essentially that's what I was doing in my MLM anyway, right?
Right.
So I went ahead, found so many people that were doing this whole entire online marketing completely incorrect, all just completely wrong. Through trial and error, mentors, I literally just became an expert at doing it. And so people would start approaching me, hey, what do I create? What do I post? You know, what's the best way to get my brand out there? So many different questions that I would have coming my way, courtesy through friends and family, and I just started working like that with everyone else.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I like the fact that it kind of grew organically, right? So you weren't like waking up one day saying, hey, I want to be a social media digital marketing manager.
No.
You know, you were doing this MLM stuff and it grew naturally. You were able to develop your skills that way. I think that was, fantastic. I think that's, something that some of us sometimes overlook. When you find somebody that's good at something, they didn't become good at it overnight. There's that story. I think I did an interview with Herschel Walker, and he talked about people will sometimes know your glory, right? You're known by your glory, but then they don't know your story.
Oh yeah.
I think that's so true, because you look at somebody and they're going, wow, this Kimberly, you know, she does this and it looks so easy and you know, whatever. And sometimes because a professional can make it look so easy that they, in you know, that sometimes consumers will discount it in their mind. Oh, that's so simple. That's so easy. Well, they don't see the years of trial and error. They don't see your story of how you got there to be so good to make it look so easy.
Right. Exactly, 100%. People just really don't know the sleepless nights, the constant studying, the watching trends. And it's not just obviously for Facebook alone. You do it for practically any social media, you know, that's coming out. You know, of course, you find the ones that you specialize in, but, you know, practically anything. And then, oh, well, what about this new one that's coming out, this new form of social media? You know, are people going to niche onto it? Are they going to like it? Are they, you know, just so many things go into it. And people really just underestimate what it really takes. It's not just about posting and, you know, creating colorful content. It's when you decide that you're going to be a social media manager, branding strategist, anything along those lines, it's really following trends and following what people like. And that's a big part of it, and as well as just getting engagement, because that's where everything really starts to come in, through the engagement.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so let's talk about I want to kind of dive into this, because so many people have this weird love-hate relationship when it comes to marketing, right? Whether it's, you know, pay-per-click or direct mail or, you know, any kind of digital marketing. And I think most people will, and I'm sure that you hear this all the time, well, I tried that, Kimberly, and it didn't work.
And yeah.
you know, what I have found, and I want to get your feedback on this, is that a lot of people simply really don't even know how to target their ideal prospects. They don't even know who that person is. Do you find that to be very common?
Oh, absolutely. I think that that is about 85-90% of the issue that most businesses, most people run into. They don't know exactly who they're targeting. And because you don't know exactly who you're targeting, you struggle to go ahead and to find who you connect with. You're just randomly making posts. You're randomly just throwing things out there and just hoping that it kind of sticks on the wall. And that is far from, you know, what you want to be doing. You know, first step, find out exactly what your business is and who you want to cater to. Because apart from that, you're not moving forward exactly. And even if you have like an inkling around it, as far as, okay, I want to go into, you know, cooking. Okay, well, great. If you're going to go into cooking, are you going to go ahead and start putting out recipes? Are you going to start showing pictures of your dishes? Are you going to start, you know, who are you going to go ahead and cater to? Are you catering to vegans, to pescatarians? You know, you really want to go ahead and make sure that you know exactly who you're going after.
Yeah, that is so important, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to listen to that. It's so important. So, okay, so let's just say that, hey, Kimberly, here's my ideal audience. Here's my ideal prospect. I know who they are. What other things should I be mindful of when I start marketing my business online?
Well, you also want to go ahead and figure out, are you a brand or are you a business in itself? There's quite a difference between a brand and being a business. And so that's definitely something as well. Quite a few things.
So let's talk about this. Give me your thoughts. What's the difference between a business and a brand?
Your marketing plan, the way you market to people, exactly goes back to who are you marketing to. Yeah, your sales strategy. Are you doing this just solely online? Are you doing it from your website? Are you doing this, you know, offline as well? Are you doing this in person? Are you having pop-up shops? Your time. How much time are you investing in this? You know, influencers, big brands, they're investing a lot of time, and as a result, they're investing a lot of money as well.
Interesting. You know what? And so when you think of somebody who's not a brand but a business, does some, you know, I don't know, do you have something in mind? Are you thinking like maybe a mom and pop or an unsophisticated business person who is just worried about the day-to-day type, you know, sales? I mean, you know, what, I don't know if you have an example off the top of your head, but I'm trying to think, you know, when I think of just somebody who's just, quote, a business, I think of somebody who's either really small, either in their mindset or just doesn't know business very well, versus somebody who has a brand and they have this vision for what their brand's going to stand for, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that goes back to, again, how are you going ahead and how are you deciding, you know, what you essentially want this to be? Do you want to be a brand or do you want to be a business? And so for the average mom and pop business, that's just starting out. You know, maybe it's an older company. As a matter of fact, I was working with a lady the other day. She has her own financial literacy company, and so she literally still picks up the phone and calls people to go ahead and to get business, which I thought that was fascinating because she doesn't have any form of social media. So when I think of someone like her, just going ahead, starting up her website, getting, you know, her SEO going, getting some traction coming to her website, getting her on Instagram, getting her on Facebook, getting her on LinkedIn, because of course it's financial literacy, and really getting those posts going, and especially because it's financial literacy, infographics, such a big thing. You can practically do an infographic for anything. And just really putting her out there, you know. And, of course, you know, you put a couple of pictures. She's a bit older, so she's not used to being, you know, doing takeovers and, you know, showing, you know, her really behind the scenes. So just slowly but surely getting her accustomed to being online, really.
Yeah. You know what, and I think that right there is a great illustration of the difference between a business and a brand, right? Because every now and then I come across somebody who has no social media, and they may be doing okay. They may be in business for 10 years, they have a website, they've been more or less happy with how their business has been running, but they have really no presence other than their website. And first of all, hats off to anybody who can do that. That's great. But I think it's also those people tend to be the exception versus the rule.
Right. You're absolutely right about that. Most people don't realize that, before technology, that's exactly how you did business.
Right.
And so now, taking her small, little business and going ahead and putting it online, she started to go ahead and see quite a few people popping up, because financial literacy is not something that everybody has, access to, or if they do, they don't know, who they can go to, who can they trust, so many different people say different things. And, really getting her online and going is definitely significantly increasing her business for her.
Yeah, and I think what happens too, especially when you get to work with somebody, a consultant or a coach like yourself, is that people start to get a deeper understanding of who their audience is, right? Because, again, we talked about earlier, a lot of people don't even know who that is. But let's say that you have, you're not like that. Let's say that you more or less know who your ideal audience is. But by starting this branding type of process, you really start to understand how that comes into play on a deeper level. I think you just become better marketer because you have this understanding. And you
Absolutely.
Can't brand well without it. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I start working with people, I work with, different ranges. Some have social media experience, some have don't, some have, enough. It just really depends. And those people that I go ahead and I work with, they are absolutely shocked, blown away that they can actually do, so much and get back so much in their business. They're not expecting social media to work like that. They just think it's for, the Johnson & Johnson or the Pantene's or the CoverGirl. And it's like, no, you can do this too for your business. They're completely unaware of the magnitude of what can happen.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely amazing. All right, so let me ask you this. When it comes to, branding, all right, because I can hear people saying this right now. Well, I'm just a small company, right? I got either no employees or I got one employee. Is it too early for me to start branding my image? I mean, when should somebody start looking at branding?
Definitely right away. Definitely right away. Something that I like to go ahead and I like to tell people, image is everything. It is super important. And, the old adage says it, image is everything. You want to be personally developed and polished. You want to learn how to tell your story, really learn how to control your body language if you are doing video. Some people haven't gotten to the video phase yet. when people recognize you as a brand, it influences that know, like, and trust factor, which, of course, builds your financial value through new customers. So you definitely want to go ahead, start getting out there and branding yourself, put up your website, move into your SEO, and really just start having people come to you.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like that. And you're right. It does build that whole know, like, and trust, that credibility. I mean, you look at Apple today, they have a massive following. They're very respected. They're very credible, very trusted, but it's because they've been doing it. They've been working on their brand and their image forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And branding is not like an overnight ordeal. It's really not. Again, let's just take your Apple example. we're talking about from 80s, you know, that it's been around. And look what they started with at that. You know, they started with an itty-bitty iPod. That was really it. You know, well, go back even further. They started with the computers. You know,
right.
People don't realize it takes time to brand yourself, and it's not just an overnight ordeal, you know. And it's even better sometimes when you have a niche where people gravitate towards and they don't hear, you know, they don't hear about very often. Then it's really, you know, attracting people to it because it's not something that you see all the time. And, of course, it's okay to have similar niches to other people because your content is not going to be the same as anybody else's. You just have to know that it's going to take you a little bit longer to really get yourself out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that one of the mindsets that keep a small business small is that, hey, I'm too small to do this, I'm too small to do that, right? It's you know, it's that kind of thinking that I think keeps a business from getting to that next level.
Right. Oh yeah. Definitely. And it's never too early, and it's never too late to go ahead and to really start putting yourself out there. So absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about this real quick. You mentioned LinkedIn, and I'm a big proponent of not connecting with everybody on LinkedIn unless I either know them personally on some level or they happen to be my ideal audience, my ideal
mm-hmm.
prospect. What do you think about this strategy? Are you a big believer? Because there, you know, there's that group of people out there who believe connecting with everybody on LinkedIn. What's your thought?
No, I definitely have to agree with you. My thought is that you put your information out there, you run your paid ads, and then you allow your people to come to you. Because here's the thing: you don't want to attract the wrong customer. If you have a business, and this is truly your business, you don't want to attract the wrong person, because then they're never going to purchase from you. You know, the idea
right.
is to go ahead and to get your people to purchase, right? You know, you want them to go ahead and you want them to follow you. Now, here goes the thing. Sometimes we have lurkers. I like to call them lurkers. And
I like
the
that.
Lurkers will literally sit there and just keep watching. They're interested, but they're not interested in buying yet, but they're interested in what you have, but maybe they think they can get a better deal somewhere else or something along those lines. And so I like to go ahead and, you know, keep those people around, because eventually they'll purchase. Eventually they will.
Right.
You
sure.
know, but for the most part, no, I'm not one for connecting with every single person that's on LinkedIn.
Yeah. And I mentioned this because, again, like I said, there is a group of people, they refer to themselves as lions, LinkedIn open networkers. And there's nothing wrong with being an open networker if, you know, if there's a strategy behind that, right? So if you're connected to 10,000 people and your strategy is, you know, I don't know what, but, you know, that somehow these 10,000 people, you're going to somehow further your goal, well, that's great. But I think for the most part, that is a big waste of time because, you know, if you're connected to the 10,000 wrong people, you know, you're
mm-hmm.
never going to sell anything. Number one, you're not going to build your brand because they're the wrong customers. They're the wrong audience. So it's just
yep.
a big waste of time.
Yep. That is exactly what it goes back to, knowing exactly who your customer is and aiming for them. And, of course, like I said, you're going to have lurkers. We take the lurkers as well, and we just keep on showing them what we have to offer.
Absolutely. All right, so let's talk about this. There are some people who are afraid, for lack of better terms, of putting themselves out there, either on social media or, you know, blog or even on video, because they don't want the haters. They don't want people pointing out their flaws or making fun of them. What do you say to that?
You know, I work with those type of people all the time. So I because I have such an outgoing personality, I don't necessarily have that, but I always try to put myself in their shoes. And so I really kind of boil it down to, well, what exactly is stopping you? Because you really don't have anything to lose. So what exactly is stopping you? And 9 out of 10 times it boils down to judgment. They're so worried about the judgment and the criticism from other people. what they're going to think, what they're going to say. And I work through that nonetheless. And for me, it's like you have to go ahead and you have to start putting something out there little by little, little by little. So like the older lady I was speaking about earlier, as far as her financial literacy company, little by little, start posting.
Yeah.
You know, let's start creating a post. Okay, we do that. We start creating posts. Then I create the post. And then, and then it's like, okay, well, let's go ahead and let's see, you know, can we get a picture of you? How about a picture to put up? You know, you look really nice and dolled up here. Let's get a picture. And then we'll say, okay, well, let's do a video. 10 seconds. And most of the time, that's where it stops. That's where everyone is like, no, I'm not doing that. And then it's baby steps all over again.
Yeah.
But it's really working with them to get them comfortable, because eventually everything is moving over to video. As you can see, Instagram went ahead and they launched something as far as their IGTV. Facebook, it's already been said, in the next couple of years, they're going strictly videos and strictly to live videos at that. So once you can go ahead and kind of get them moving out and getting out of their own way, per se, you can go ahead and start putting out your content without a problem.
Yeah. And for those individuals, I love the idea of baby steps. Everything is baby steps. Somebody, you know, I think it was Zig Ziglar who used to say, inch by inch, it's a cinch. Yard by yard,
yep.
It's really hard. So
yep.
I remember, and I think it was about 4 years ago, I did my first 1 minute video. And ladies and gentlemen, to be totally transparent here, it took me about 3 hours to do this 1 minute video. And the reason it took me 3 hours is because, man, I just, you know, I didn't like it. I didn't like the way I looked, didn't like the way I sounded. And I kept, you know, getting bogged down in my own words and doing this and that. And it dawned on me that the reason I was getting so bogged down and overwhelmed is because I was purely focused on me, on how
mm-hmm.
I looked, how I felt, how, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. how I was going to be perceived and stuff like that. And so when I said, okay, when I started thinking of my audience and what message could I deliver to them and just be about them, all of that overwhelm, all of that, you know, stuck left. And I was able just to focus on my ideal clients. I could focus on a couple of their faces, and I was able to deliver a message that resonated with them. And, you know, that's how I learned to kind of get over myself, because sometimes, you know, it happens to all of us, you know, you get in your own head, and sometimes that can be a very dark and critical place.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. So my very first video, I did 20 takes of that video. It was 30 seconds, and it was 20 takes. And so eventually at the end of that 20 takes, I just got fed up. I was just over it. So I decided that as long as I got out my three speaking points, yeah, 2 to 3 speaking points, then that was it. I didn't even watch the video. I just posted it.
I love it. Yeah, and that's sometimes what you have to do. You know, I remember talking to – I did an interview with Lou Ferrigno. And Lou Ferrigno, for some of you guys who may not know him, he's fairly well known as he was the physical manifestation, if you will, of the Hulk when that series was on many, many years ago. He's well known for being in bodybuilding, pumping iron. But Lou Ferrigno has, I think, like 80% hearing loss. And, you know, he you know, at times in his life has been very, aware of himself. And you know, again, you get in your own head. And so when he was in the movie Pumping Iron, when that movie came out, he looked at it and went to pieces. He was depressed. He was upset. He cried. He hid. He thought it was the worst thing ever. And not until you know, he started going back out in public and he started getting all this feedback, how much people liked him and they, you know, appreciated him and all this, and that he realized that it was all in his head, that, yeah, there were some people who may not have liked him, that there were critics, but he says 95% of people, you know, were appreciative of his role in that movie. And so that gave him the confidence to just, again, get out of his own head and to, you know, just do it anyway, kind of a thing, kind of like your story. You've got to do it anyway. And sometimes it's better not to look at your own video, not to look at your own movie and stuff like that. Just put it out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was watching, you know, well, my hair doesn't look good and my makeup is off and, you know, my teeth, they're not as curly white, or, you know, just all this judgment, all this unnecessary, you know, judgment that I didn't need to bring on myself. And eventually I just found that putting out videos and, you know, talking to people and such forth, it was really more about the message, and people will accept you any way that you are. You know, as long as you have a great content and whatever they're looking for, they will take you any way you are. Believe you me.
Absolutely. And you look at some of these big YouTubers, some of them are well-dressed and groomed because that is their mm-hmm. brand. That is their image. Some are very, a mixed, you know, they're one day they look disheveled and unshaven. The next time they looked, you know, like they just left a client meeting and they're all dressed up. And you know, one of my favorite people who I don't follow because I don't appreciate his language is Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk, or as I like to refer to him, the F-bomb motivator, because it's F this and F that. But he's got a massive following. He's always dressed in jeans. Most of the time he's unshaven. But you, guess what? He relates to the people that relate to him, and they love him and they follow him. And he's a four times New York Times bestselling author. So, you know, he's doing something right. And I love what you said there. People will accept you the way you are. I think they look at sincerity. They look at your authenticity and they look at their, you know, and of course you have to deliver content. You have to deliver good, valuable content.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It just goes back to exactly what I said. Deliver the content, be authentic, and definitely just go ahead and put yourself out there and not worry about it, because people will just accept you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and the ones that won't, that's okay too. The reality is not everybody likes everybody. There are some people out there who, believe it or not, have seen Star Wars and do not love it. And I can't get my head around that, but I've come to realization there are some people like that. That's okay. You know, so again, there are some people who are going to love you and adore you. There's going to be people who aren't going to ever listen to you. They may never criticize you. They're not going to follow you. They don't resonate with you. And then, of course, every now and then you're going to have some people who say, "Oh, Bert, you know, what you're saying here is so wrong. You're brain dead." And you know what? I appreciate those people as well. Sometimes I will look at their comments and say, "Oh, this guy might have a point." And most of the time they don't. But, you know, either way, I appreciate the fact that they went there, they listened to my video or read my content, and now they have they take time out of their day to comment on it. So to me, that's still a success, still a win in my thought. Okay, final question here before we wrap up. So we've been talking a lot about social media, getting started. Any tips for how a seasoned business should start branding themselves on social media? I'm not talking about a beginner who just started their business, let's say, a few months ago, but maybe somebody who's been around for 5 or 6 years, 10 years.
Yeah. So that goes back to starting with the posting. If you're comfortable enough, absolutely hop on videos. Studies have shown, I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but studies have shown that if you can go ahead and just get a video out there, people are more likely to watch your video. And in addition, when you're doing the video, you know, have some caption at the bottom too. Just a little tip. People tend to forget about the caption for people that are readers. So that's something as well. go ahead and help others. If you're a seasoned business and no one knows about you, help some people. Definitely do combinations with other influencers. Do an influencer takeover. I know plenty of influencers that are willing to pair up and pair up with other people to go ahead and get your name out there. So those are just a couple of things. Oh, also if you can go ahead and get on, you know, someone's podcast, definitely do that as well. Just definitely get your name out there so people say, okay, well, I know who she is, or I've listened to something from her before. So even if they don't start following you immediately, they will eventually.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I guess I lied a little bit. I didn't mean to lie, but I wanted to ask you this question because we've been talking a lot about getting in front of people. So, Kimberly, when you're out there, and let's say maybe for whatever reason, you're getting on stage, you're writing a book or a post or a blog or whatever, a video, and all of a sudden fear rears its ugly head. How do you deal with fear?
Oh, man, fear is a liar.
Fear is a liar. I love it.
Yes, it is. That actually comes from a song that I cannot remember who sings it right now. But yeah, fear, it rears its ugly head. So before I do anything, I don't get nervous making posts anymore or doing videos. I get nervous when I have to go on stage for an event or, you know, give a speech or something to that effect. I like to say a little prayer. I have my 5-10 minute prayer, and then I say, okay, this is it. I'm prepared. And I'm ready to go out there. I find for me personally is that I tend to get really nervous and scared when I don't know what I'm doing or what I don't know what I'm saying.
Sure.
So I like to be prepared. I like to have, you know, okay, I suppose they ask this, suppose they don't ask that, you know, and make sure I'm prepared personally to go on. Because apart from that, you know, the first 30 seconds that you're on stage or at an event or doing something, the first 30 seconds is when for me, I'm nervous. But after that, it becomes so natural. It becomes so I don't want to say easy, but very natural just to be up there and just be yourself, you know. That to me is like, okay, I can go up there and I can do this without worrying about anything else. But other people, I understand, don't exactly have that type of, you know, braveness is yet, and it's really just building that muscle. For the average person that's scared to write a post, take a picture, you know, post anything at all, it's really just going ahead and building that muscle. And I like to say, how do you build the muscle? You build it through personal development. So.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. All right. So, Kimberly, if somebody wanted to find out more about you, where can our audience go to find out more about you?
Absolutely. I am on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Official Kimberly. That is me.
Official Kimberly, and that's spelled K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-E. Official Kimberly, is that right?
That is right.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And Kimberly, thank you so much for stopping by. Looking forward to have you back again.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Good stuff there from Kimberly Young. Several nuggets that I took away from our conversation today. I mean, look, whether you're big or small, you got to get out there and put out some content. And because of technology, I have found video to be the easiest. And you know, I'm sure Kimberly does this and we didn't talk about it, but one of my favorite things to do is just, so you post a video. I like to post on YouTube, and then YouTube will give you the transcript of that video that you can now use it as part of your podcast. And you can also strip the audio from that video and you can take the transcript and use it as your post, your text post. Yeah. Your post. Now you can strip the audio and use that part of your podcast or as an audio or whatever. So you can make that one video and get three or four different uses out of it. And so it's what do you call it? A lot of fun, and it's like anything else. When we get started doing something new, it can be a little scary and exciting. And after a while, you get used to it. That's the way we learn how to tie our shoes, ride our bikes, you name it. Even boil water was at one point a little scary, but we did it and got over it. Anyway, Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping by. I always appreciate the fact that you guys stop by and support me. Let's help other people master social media and digital marketing. Let's share this episode with everybody that we know. Let's help every small business, every entrepreneur do better. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.